the expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Roberts, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
So I've just been reminiscing on kind of the podcast and how far along we've come with it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And just so grateful for all the feedback that we get.
Mm-hmm.
But I came across this like comment online about us, and it was constructive, and I really enjoyed the feedback.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of made me realize how far we've come and how we just keep trying to like make the podcast better and better.
The comment?
So the comment, they ended up saying like they really enjoyed the podcast because it's like the topics are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's like really well laid out. But that sometimes like some of the statements can come off like childish.
Mm-hmm.
That we say.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we are a fangirl podcast. We're not new to that.
Yeah.
But I feel like from the start of the podcast, we've really evolved.
Yeah.
And tried to like not, you know, be a little bit more mature, a little bit more research-based.
Yeah.
Even though we're still fangirly, obviously that's the base.
Mm-hmm. But I think that, like, that's what I love about comments like this, because I think, like, yeah, totally. I could definitely look at episodes, you know, throughout our history,
mm-hmm.
especially earlier episodes.
Early. Oh my gosh.
When we were more childish, and we were super fangirly, and mm-hmm. we were just, like, young armies.
Yeah.
Like, you and I were just talking about that. When we started this podcast, we had only been armies for like 6 or 7 months.
Like,
oh my gosh.
No matter what, you know, no matter who you are or like when you started to stand BTS, you definitely evolve as an army.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this a lot.
And you know that you don't know a lot at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, we've talked a lot about like people hating on new armies because they have like those old stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really like as a new army, like so many of those like get to know them information.
It's a journey,
yeah.
You know? Like you have to kind of, you know, go through that phase of
mm-hmm.
it. So, but how ballsy was it for us to be like 6 months into the fandom and we're like, we're going to make a podcast
yes.
about them?
For what? Like we knew absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So I love comments like this because
mm-hmm.
it's like, yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it allowed us seeing this comment
mm-hmm.
to like reflect back and
mm-hmm.
to have some time to be like, wow, we have definitely evolved though. And
mm-hmm.
I think in such a positive way
yeah.
and such a good way that like we can really be proud of like the work that
mm-hmm.
we put back. I think we even look back on like some of our earlier episodes and really cringe.
Oh my God.
And even,
I can't listen to them.
No. And we even think about redoing some of them because
mm-hmm.
they're like such good topics that now we actually know how to research.
Yeah, we
now
do
we
it
know how to like put
better.
Together. Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
order it and, you know, and talk about what we want to talk about.
We need to give Namjoon another episode.
Oh my God.
Guys,
we do.
He was our second episode and like, come on, we can do way better than that. It was still pretty good, but we can do better.
By the time we got to doing the last members episode, it was so good.
Yeah. But the format drastically changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways,
so,
just been thinking about that.
Yeah, I just love, thank you for any of your comments that you give us,
mm-hmm.
positive or negative or even constructive. And
mm-hmm.
we really felt like this was constructive and,
yeah.
You know, we love having the opportunity to,
yeah.
for someone to say, maybe you should do this a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that hopefully if this person ever listened to us now, instead
yeah.
of when they made this comment like a year ago,
mm-hmm.
maybe hopefully they might think
mm-hmm.
something a little differently.
Yeah, I would
yeah.
hope so. That
yeah.
would be, yeah, perfect. That would be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, guys.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I'm missing BTS so much right now, it hurts. Ugh,
me too. Or, I've been spending my days trying to avoid thinking about the future of the Map of the Soul tour.
Oh my god, I cannot even think about it.
You can't think about it because I just get sad.
And we don't know anything.
You can't know.
We can't know.
We can't predict what's going to happen.
Yeah, so.
So just don't think about it. That's what I'm trying to do.
Full ignorance. So if you're down for all of that, then you're in the right place. Today is really exciting because we are back with another installment of the Ship series.
Woo! Yes, our favorite. Oh my gosh.
It has been your guys' favorite, yeah, too. And it's been so long since we've done an episode.
It's our baby. I say this every time, but like, wow, we cherish it.
We were so... This was our first series, like our first themed episode that we came up with. And mm-hmm. we have been so proud of it. And we love it so much.
Yeah, to this day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So since we don't know when we'll be able to be together again, we had to record a ship episode.
Yeah. So since Corey and I needed to stop in Kin City on our move back, of course, we had to record a ship episode while we were here. So no idea when this is going to be released, but I'm super excited to finally get back to the ship series. Before we go ahead and draw the members' names, just as a reminder, how we do a ship episode is we have a cup. We put all of the members' names into that cup on a piece of paper. Kayla draws one name from the cup, and then I draw one name from a cup, so it's totally randomized. Mm-hmm. And then we ship those two members. So let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to pick a ship. You ready?
Yeah.
You got the cup?
Got it. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm gonna choose mine.
Yeah.
Jungkook.
Jungkook. Ooh, okay. All right. I was gonna look inside the cup. I'm so dumb. Jimin.
Oh my god!
Jungkook is finally here.
Oh my god. Oh. I cannot believe that this day is upon us.
Look at that sound wave.
Oh my god.
Wow. Jungkook.
Oh my gosh.
There's so much freaking content.
There's so much. I'm so excited for this.
I'm super excited. This has been one that a lot of people want. It's a big ship. It's a hot ship right mm-hmm. now, for sure. So I'm really excited. There's going to be a lot of new, like, recent content.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to be looking at the mm-hmm. most recent content.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Okay. Oh, so okay. Now we're going to go do some research, guys.
Yeah. Oh,
so fun.
All right. We'll be back. And we're back.
Oh my gosh, guys.
This research was amazing.
It was really incredible because there's so much content. There's so much content. Mm-hmm. When we were going in and researching, honestly, we just wanted to watch Jungkook, like, compilation videos. We weren't going to actually jot down any notes at that point. But when we went in to watch them, I just couldn't help but just start jotting them down. And it was super fluid. I mean, there was such easy research because there's so much out there.
Oh my gosh. Like, this is such a massive ship, mm-hmm. you know? So there's so much recent content. Like, mm-hmm. when we even just first searched on YouTube, there was something from hours ago.
Yeah. Like, literally hours ago. And it had, like, thousands upon thousands of views, and it wasn't even up for 24 hours yet. I'm like, damn. Okay.
Wow. So, just so you know, how we always lay out a ship episode is by talking about the romantic side of the ship for the first half of the episode, and then for the second half of the episode, we just talk about the friendship. But because of how we've changed as, like, shippers over time and BTS fans over time, we're going to talk about flirtatious moments instead of romantic moments because we feel that this better describes the interactions and the behavior in any ship, not just Jungkook.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, like, now, romantic is just too strong of a word. Mm-hmm.
And kind of like what we were saying at the intro of our episode, we just feel like we keep evolving, keep kind of changing and bettering things. Mm-hmm. So instead of romantic moments, it's flirtatious moments, and I think it's so much more fitting. It's such a better word.
Yeah.
But disclaimer, no ships are real. No ships are confirmed. However, shipping is definitely built into K-pop culture by fan service, and it's not uncommon for shipping to occur in any fandom. Every single possible BTS ship is shipped by someone, so the purpose of the ship series is to explore everything that is out there about that ship. If you don't like the romantic or flirtatious discussion into ships, then go ahead and feel free to fast forward to the second half of the episode, which I highly encourage you guys do. If you're kind of turned off by the whole, you know, flirtatious, yeah, they could be real. If you're turned off by that, which we don't really get too much into that, go ahead and please go to the friendship moment, because it's just as great. It's such great moments.
Yeah. But before we get into it, we do have to thank you, wonderful Iconics, for being here and supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. You can also write a review wherever you listen. And then if you want to go above and beyond, show us extra support, you can subscribe to our Patreon and have access to those show notes every month.
Oh, and guys, the show notes. I just have to say, for our G-Cook ship episode, I was super impressed with our ability to link every single moment we talk about. Like, we have a video or picture, whatever, that will take you directly there to these exact moments that we talk about, because G-Cook was just such an easy ship to do. Well, yeah. We were like, wow, I found this clip with no problem.
I think it's just a testament, like, G-Cookers are such a, like, a, oh, what's the word I just lost?
Documented. They're I don't know.
Yes, they are so well documented. Yeah. Like, they're so good at documenting the history and the full relationship of G-Cook. So, for sure, there are, for, like, almost every single topic, I think there's probably two things in here that doesn't have a link. Everything else has a link to a video. So
yeah, so definitely consider being a $1 patron. Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support you Iconics have to offer is super appreciated. Thank you for being here. Super excited to go ahead and get into this ship episode. Yeah.
We haven't mentioned this yet. We're a little bit into the episode. And if you've been hearing any background noise, like little toes on a little
nails,
dog nails on the floor, or, you know, like some dog sounds, it's because both of our dogs are in here. So, you know, they just have to be with their mommy. And, yeah, you know.
And my dog Hazelnut is a pug, so she's just grumbling and snoring all the time. So you might hear that. That's what that is.
Yeah. So, you know, just that's cute dog noises.
Heads up.
Okay. So let's talk about G-Cook.
Yes.
Very excited to get into this. So in general, G-Cook, they are also known as the Busan Boys, of course.
Oh, yeah.
They're both from Busan. Mm-hmm. The Power Dance Unit, the Black and White Couple, Bunny and Chick. Oh, so cute. Superior Vocal Duo, and also Cookman. So I love those little nicknames.
I do too.
We're going to get...
I love Busan Boys.
I love that too. I think we're going to get explanations for all of them in this episode.
Probably.
Yeah. So when we first drew G-Cook, obviously we were really excited.
Yeah.
Because it's a massive ship we haven't done before. You are a Taekook shipper.
I'm a Taekook shipper. And there's, you know, I just feel like the Taekook ship, the G-Cook ship is like where a lot of that nastiness of the fandom can come out. I'm not that way. But, you know, just to see that it's G-Cook and being so, like, loving on Taekook, it was like, oh,
yeah,
the day has come.
The day has come where you have to, like, face it, you know? Yeah.
I was really excited for this one because I knew there'd be a lot of content, and I just, it's a really popular ship. It's a ship that there's no denying. There's no denying these two hang out all the time, and they are very close friends, and I really love them as a ship. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, my initial thoughts were like, I was just interested to get into the dynamic of like Jimin as the young in the relationship, because he really only has that with Taeyong and Jungkook, and really with Taeyong, they're it's really like close in age. So he never really pulls out the young card unless he's like pissed off, you know? And, but with Jungkook, there is such an age difference. And so I was really excited to kind of see that power dynamic.
Okay. So let's go ahead and we're going to start off with flirtatious moments. And boy, I just need to say all of their moments can definitely be interpreted as flirtatious. Yeah. These guys are very touchy with each other, super close, super affectionate. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go back to like debut for their original vlogs that they did right when they debuted. And there was a vlog that just Jungkook and Jimin did together. Mm-hmm. And Jimin is talking a lot about how he really likes Jungkook, and he's just kind of keeps asking him, why do I like you so much? You know, what is it that I like about why? You yeah. know, and he just really likes Jungkook, and Jungkook is receiving it really well too. But it's like he's so young. They both are. But it's just interesting to see way back then. I mean, guys, debut, that these two are already very comfortable, and Jimin's already kind of like, why do I like you so much?
Yeah,
you
know? Really, one mm-hmm. of those like long-standing friendships, definitely, and flirtatious a little bit there from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Something that like we really notice in general is that they're really touchy with each other. Mm-hmm. Both of them are really touchy with the other person, mm-hmm. and as a like a Jimin stan and like I ship Jimin with Namjoon, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he's touchy with everybody. Mm-hmm. Like every single ship of Jimin that we do, it's just like, yeah, he's really touchy with this person. Yeah. So,
but what makes Jikook different mm-hmm. is that Jungkook, I would not describe as a very touchy member. He definitely touches the members. He's more affectionate than some of the other ones, mm-hmm. but not like Jimin and Taeyang. No. You know? But with Jungkook touching Jimin, it's frequent. He receives Jimin's touches really well. And then when they're like, they feed off of each other. They mm-hmm. play off each other so well. Yeah. And I think this is why they are such good friends, because they can play around mm-hmm. and they just kind of improv what's going on. But yeah. they feed each other's energy.
Yeah. And like they're like touching back and forth mm-hmm. and being like this flirtatious, like mm-hmm. touching, you know. They do a lot of back hugs, which is mm-hmm. like a thing that shippers will like always point out, like, look at all of, and it's insane. We linked one video in the doc, but there's like innumerable amounts of Jikook back hug mm-hmm. compilations on YouTube, and like all different moments too. Yeah.
Could be friendship.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who doesn't love a good back hug yeah. from like their significant other, you mm-hmm. know? So there's this one specific one that I really love. I cannot get it out of
my mind.
This
one's more flirty.
This one is way more flirty. Mm-hmm. It's not just like a mindless, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're at, and I'm sorry, this is like one that we could not find. They're at some awards show or something. And this is where BTS, they're all wearing white suits, potentially with like black collars. Mm-hmm. At least Jimin and Jungkook have black collars, but mm-hmm. I can't tell if all the other members are matching. So if you know what I'm talking about, let us know.
Early BTS.
Earlier. Where
I'm like, I need you era.
I need you era. Mm-hmm. So Jungkook is standing there, and Jimin is like right in front of him, and Jungkook kind of is wrapping his arms around him, little mm-hmm. back hug. But Jimin then like just starts to lean back mm-hmm. and he's leaning back into Jungkook, and just, you know, Jungkook is just catching him.
He
but
really is.
He's really pressing into him. And what really seals the deal on this yes. one is J-Hope in mm-hmm. the background. Mm-hmm. Judging.
He's so judging.
I love J-Hope when he's mm-hmm. judging. But he looks, and the first little part of his face that you mm-hmm. see is just like surprise at what's going mm-hmm. on. And then it's like he judgment. Does, yeah, it's like
what he does that little eye scan.
Mm-hmm, and like then you need like, to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, suggesting that this moment is a bit much.
A bit much, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I think this is a pretty iconic Jikook moment that a lot of you probably know about. This is when, I don't even know what it was from, really, but when I explain it, you guys will probably know. So Jimin is on the ground, and there's like a little picnic of some sort set up with like different fruits and, you know, mm-hmm. different types of foods. And they're in a kitchen, mm-hmm. and Jungkook is there with the camera, and he's trying to get Jimin to participate more, or like mm-hmm. he's kind of like encouraging him for the photo shoot, and he's keeps saying over and over, I want you. And it's like a really sexy voice, like, yeah. I want you.
Sultry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you see Jimin just start to giggle after a while, and he's like, stop saying you want me like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
but this is like obviously really just them having fun and whatnot, but it is very flirtatious.
Yeah. It's not like Jungkook is actually there, like, making a move. Mm-hmm. But this kind of flirtatious banter that they have back and forth through Jungkook being so, like, overt with his, mm-hmm. like, direction to get, you know, to evoke whatever response he wants out of Jimin. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
It's definitely iconic. It's a classic.
Mm-hmm. Something that they do a lot in general, and I think this kind of goes along with, like, the playing and, like, the being touchy, is that they tease each other a lot. Mm-hmm. So that might be being playfully touchy, mm-hmm. but, like, also, Jungkook, especially in the earlier days, mm-hmm. had, like, the streak of kind of being mean to Jimin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's some, that one video where Jungkook, it's like Run era, and Jungkook mm-hmm. is like mocking Jimin from behind. Like there's a couple other members kind of standing around, and they'll tell Jimin to say a word, mm-hmm. and he says it, and then Jungkook right behind him says it in like this like little cutesy voice.
Yeah. It's like he's kind of mocking him in a way, mm-hmm. But he's really just doing an impression mm-hmm. of Jimin, but he's being way over the top with
this voice.
He's
trying to be funny.
Yeah, he's trying to be funny. Yeah. And of course, Jimin is cracking up uh-huh. and he's hitting him. But like, it's playful. Uh-huh. And we kind of got in the discussion of when you're younger and you're trying to flirt with someone.
Yeah, like what that looks like.
What that looks like, you can be a little mean.
Yeah.
Or make kind of jokes at them.
Yeah. And I mean, mm-hmm. I was like, damn, that's what I used to do.
That's what I used to do too. Yeah. Yeah. Another moment of Jungkook particularly being mean to Jimin is there's a behind the scenes for the Blood, Sweat, and Tears music video, and Jungkook is standing there and then starts dancing Jimin's part for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Like, and of course he's being over the top, just way so dramatic with it, and Jimin is cracking up. He thinks it's so funny. Mm-hmm. They playfully like swat at each other. Another one is, and this one's pretty iconic too, is I think it's during Bon Voyage 1, but Jimin and Jungkook are both wearing helmets.
Oh my god.
And they're outside. And so Jimin's part where he, at the very beginning of Save Me, kind of swoops down and kicks his leg out to the side, like kind of like a curtsy. Mm-hmm. But Jungkook goes way over the top with it. He exaggerates that leg kick out and he's like practically on the ground with how he's bending over with this move. And Jimin, of course, is just cracking up. But it's like that teasing behavior that they're doing.
And really, Jungkook making fun of Jimin is mm-hmm. the main teasing that we consistently see him mm-hmm. do it. And they kind of, they still do it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's just really cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jimin kind of will tease Jungkook back a little bit too. Mm-hmm. And the last kind of teasing moment, it was when Jungkook was ad-libbing a song making fun of Jimin's height. Mm-hmm. And this is a really iconic moment, too.
Yeah, saying Jimin is so small or so short or whatever. And Jimin, of course, gets mad, which this could be just like that typical Maknae behavior.
Yeah.
That young, you know, the older, younger brother behavior. But we found the teasing to be a little flirty, mm-hmm. especially with how Jimin reacts to it and gets all giddy and giggly.
It seems like Jungkook is really trying to get mm-hmm. Jimin to like blush and to giggle, and you know, and that's kind of like what we saw it enough that it just felt like something.
It's so opposite of when like Jungkook is being super mean to Jin. Jin just gets enraged.
Yeah, he gets pissed off.
So pissed off.
No, Jin will just sit there and let it happen for like 5 minutes and then he snaps, you know?
He snaps. It's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. Something else that like G-Cookers will always bring up, and we found too, just on our own. I didn't know that it was like a thing, but they call each other baby.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I didn't know this either. But guys, they really do call each other baby.
That's what I call my husband.
I call my husband babe, but yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My friends have made, I got made fun of at your wedding for calling Jordan baby. Like, we were just calling each other baby back and forth so much that people were like, baby. Yeah.
Really? Oh my gosh.
No, just because like, it was, I mean, it was probably obnoxious, just like across like the area, baby, you know, but yeah, no. I just think this is, I had no idea, how could I have never known that they call each other baby?
Yeah.
So, a moment when they call each other baby that I just cannot get over. Like, to me, it's just undeniable that they do it frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's that one V Live, it was after some concert performance or something, mm-hmm. And it's 6 members. Jin isn't there because he's sick. It's that one where Jimin explains, like, Jin is homesick. He's fine. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, you know? Mm-hmm. So on that side of the table, the left side of the table was Jungkook, Yoongi, and then Jimin. So mm-hmm. Yoongi in between them. At one point, Jungkook leans back to try to, like, get into Jimin's eyesight from, like, his peripheral. And he's mm-hmm. trying to get his attention. And he says, young, young. And, you know, he doesn't look at him or anything. Mm-hmm. And then he says, baby.
Yeah.
And Jimin turns so quick to look at him mm-hmm. and immediately, like, hands him whatever Jungkook is asking yeah. for. But I just couldn't believe how quick the reaction yeah. was.
Like, he's not responding to Young, and he's like, how can I get him to look at me right now? And he says, baby. And Jimin is so quick to look at him and respond to him.
Yeah.
So they must call each other baby.
And it made me think of how, if yeah. I call, if I say Jordan, mm-hmm. nothing. If I say baby, attention.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Crazy. So another flirtatious moment is from this iconic Run episode where they're all kind of playing different roles and Jimin is put into jail and Jungkook comes over and takes him out of his cell. But when he does, he picks him up off his feet, throws Jimin over his shoulder, and oh my gosh, it's the ass slap of a century.
Oh my god.
How he slaps Jimin's ass, like, so perfectly. Like, the sound of the smack is satisfying.
He hit the sweet spot.
Yes, he did. but when he puts Jimin down, Jimin looks a little flustered and doesn't quite know what to say because, damn.
He just got manhandled.
He just got manhandled.
By Jung Jungkook, you know? Oh, every person's dream,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Another cute moment that for us, when we saw it, we were like, this is so like a meet cute in a mm-hmm. rom-com. So this is a Run episode. And in the episode, Jimin falls out of his chair in typical yeah. Jimin fashion, you know, like crossing his legs, falls mm-hmm. off. Jungkook goes over to him immediately, which you might think it's, like, really sweet and really cute. He's, like, trying to help Jimin up.
He's trying to help him, yeah.
But in the process,
he wasn't right next to him either.
No, no, no.
He was, like, a couple seats away.
He was not. He was, like, 3 seats away. He wasn't even the closest person. Mm-hmm. So he gets up to help him and in the process also falls over, trips over the chair mm-hmm. and falls right on top of Jimin. So this is kind of flirty. You could definitely say this is friendship, like going to help your friend up.
Yep.
But it was very flirty and cute in the what they do. And also, what's not being talked about enough as we go through this is just their reactions to each other in these situations.
Yeah.
They just crack up and grin at each other with mm-hmm. like, it's crazy how many moments I see where it's just like, that's just pure love in their eyes.
Yeah. Like best friends
yeah.
or, you know, I don't know, whatever. Like they are definitely flirty with each other. Very close. But yes, that moment is so sweet.
Yeah.
So, so sweet. So another moment for our flirtatious moments here is another Run episode. And this is when they're playing that like hand slapping game.
Mm-hmm.
They have to stand next to each other and they have to like push out towards one another.
You're like kinda, in like, front shoving. Of each other.
Yeah, but you like can't touch hands mm-hmm. or whatever and you have to keep your balance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Jimin and Jungkook doing it. They're very close to each other, just like you have to be for the game. But Jimin is kind of like taunting Jungkook.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on for a little bit longer than normal. And you hear Namjoon say, go, like, push, you know, do what you need to do. Like, mm-hmm. it's a quick game.
Play it.
And I think Jin is, like, the judge or something. And Jin says, because this moment here is really weird and it's too long and they're not talking and they're kind of being flirty.
Too much tension.
Too
like,
much, yeah.
Like, sexual tension, romantic mm-hmm. tension is, like, flirty yeah. tension is building. Yeah. yeah.
So, of course, Jin says what he's thinking and he says, are you guys dating? Like, what the, like, why are you doing this, you know? And to hear that comment come from Jin, like, even Jin's like, are you guys dating? Like, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah, come on. Play the game. Like, we're all here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely one of those interesting mm-hmm. moments, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anytime that a ship gets, like, exposed like that, I feel like we have to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So we couldn't find this specific radio show, what it was, but on a radio show, Jimin once said that if he could do anything, he would like to take a trip with another member and he would want Jungkook to be that member.
Mm-hmm. That was from a long time ago.
A long time ago. A really long, I want to say like, again, like Run, I Need You era.
Yeah,
like, you know, maybe even earlier. Before, just based on how they looked like mm-hmm. in their hair. But So what was cute was that they eventually did take a trip together, just them. This is like ultimate Jungkook. This is the Golden Closet film in Tokyo was how we got to see this trip. And I love this film so much. It was one of the first Golden Closet films. And I just, when I first watched it, not being a Jungkook shipper, you know, at all. But when I first watched it, I was like, this is such like a love story to Jimin. Like, I mean, I would make, if I could, if I had the ability to make something that beautiful, like I would love to make something like that for like a significant other, you know? So I love that. And they also go to Walt Disney World together, which is so fun.
When I saw this, when it came out, first off, Golden Closet films are some of my all time favorite content. Love them so much. And to see that Jungkook, for like one of his very first ones, experimented with doing this type of production with Jimin. And he wanted to film their trip to Tokyo. And the
fact, like a memory.
And they did this just them. And it's so wonderful that they did this where it's just them. They rode a commercial flight. I couldn't believe that. Because you can see it in the GCF. So they do that together, and guys, Walt Disney World, I mean, it's the happiest place on earth. So the fact that they went there together and all these shots are so intimate and detailed, and it's just
the focused song on that goes with it too is just so beautiful.
It's like a love story. It is very, very cute and heartwarming. I love it.
I love it. I would not even just say this is flirtatious. Like, you could definitely see this romantically.
Yes, you could.
I love this Golden Closet
film. Just real true deep love.
Deep love. We doesn't have to be romantic.
We can say this about all his GCFs. They have, you know, all sorts of different, all the members are in them at some point. And it's from his perspective. And you can't help but to see the love Jungkook has for them. So to dedicate one of his very first all to Jimin on this really great like trip to Tokyo together
that Jimin had dreamed for years to go with him.
Like since freaking early days, and here they are now. That's a big it's this kind of stuff where I'm like, Jungkook is strong. They're a very strong ship.
They have, they just have a really strong relationship, whatever that dynamic is. You know.
So next for flirtatious moments, we have something that has happened at least twice where Jimin is doing like a Selka like video and he points to his cheek and says kiss. And Jungkook is the only one in the room right next to him. He's telling Jungkook to kiss him on the cheek. And Jungkook doesn't do it because, you know, they're being filmed and whatnot. And that could, you know, friends kiss each other on the cheek, whatever.
I've never kissed you on the cheek.
Really?
I mean, we made out in college.
I've definitely kissed friends on the cheek. But, you know, like, people do it as greeting, too.
Or Jimin could just be doing it just to be funny.
To be funny. Or to flirt and tease and, you know, kind of get Jungkook a little uncomfortable or, like, bashful. So that's a really common one.
I love that. I love those videos. They're super cute. There's also like a lot of almost kisses that we came across that made us just go, what was that? Like they get really close to each other's faces.
And one of the ones that I think is pretty true that this happened, there's kind of no way of not seeing this, is during Bon Voyage 3 when they're in Malta. Jimin and Jungkook are shopping together, which is definitely a hobby they both enjoy. And Jimin is kind of nuzzling up to Jungkook's neck from, like, behind. He's kind of behind him. And it's almost like he kisses his neck three times. It's like... It's not one of those, ooh, that's a stretch. Oh, shippers, Delulu, whatever. It could be affectionate or whatever. But, like, it's... I think it pretty much... He kisses him on the neck. Like,
yeah.
There's no really denying it. I mean, it happens.
We linked the video is linked. Yeah. So go look at it.
Yeah. Take it as you want, but it definitely happens. Yeah. And it's cute.
Yeah. Super cute. And another like, wow, okay, this is Jungkook. Okay. So another really flirtatious moment is from the People magazine interview. And Jimin, he said that would want to be a police officer, mm-hmm. answering a question if he could be like any other, if he were to. And Jungkook immediately like kind of puts his hands out like he's going to get handcuffed and says, arrest me.
He says, arrest me, which could be a little flirty because that's like a kink type of thing.
Yeah.
Police officer. Handcuffing arresting. To the bed. Yeah. And oh my gosh, they have like these jail referenced things. Yeah. The whole like jail run up is when he picked him up out of the cell in that run episode. Weird.
Jail role play.
Yeah, I guess that's their thing.
Somebody write a Jungkook jail AU. It probably is already written.
Already. There's
probably 100 of
thousands.
Them. Yeah. Just from the ass slap. Just from the ass slap.
It was there's a really like, great ass slap.
There was immediately 100 fanfics right after that. Yeah.
Something that's also really flirtatious and I think a little romantic is they both went ice skating together. Mm-hmm. And when this came out, we all kind of thought it was fake. We thought it was some other people
pretending.
Because
how could they go to like this public ice rink and like undetected, you know?
But they did. Yeah. They did. That's really kind of a cute thing to do with a significant other.
It's like a total winter date necessity is like to go to the ice rink, you know? And they're just in all black, face masks, hats on. Yeah. They look so cool and they're just skating around one behind the other.
I didn't tell you this. What? My very first date that I ever went on was to an ice skating rink.
No way.
Yeah. With Brody.
Wow.
8th grade.
Shout out, Brody.
My parents had to drive us to the skating rink.
Oh my God. My first date. It wasn't. Let me just say. Okay. Stop. Okay. My first date was in 4th grade.
Oh, okay.
At a roller rink.
A roller rink. So it's kind of the same thing.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if it was also a
But, okay, rollerblading, ice skating, yeah, very kind of similar.
But a roller rink. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. 4th grade.
I know.
Girl.
I know.
All right.
But yeah, Jungkook, they went, I mean,
yeah.
That's such a cute, datey, coupley thing.
Datey, yes.
Yeah,
it seemed like coupley. A little date.
And what was cute was that, like, Jimin was slightly ahead of Jungkook, and they were just kind of, they both looked so graceful, and
yeah,
loved it. Another thing that we came across was from Festa 2017, and in this, they mentioned that 1 year, Jungkook got Jimin a present for his birthday, and Jin said that he was like, oh, maybe Jungkook is, like, grown up and matured, and he's, like, to the place where he's gonna start getting all of us presents now.
Mm-hmm.
And, he got Jimin a present and then never got anyone a present ever again.
Yeah.
So they kind of bring this up and they're like, why did you just get Jimin a present?
You know? It was also 2017, but yeah, it was interesting that they were talking about it. And Jin and Namjoon seemed very particularly interested in why Jungkook did that just for Jimin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And both Jimin and Jungkook are a little quiet.
They're pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously people have read more into this and they're like, oh, they're dating or whatever. Yeah. That's why he gave him a present. You know, and no one else.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. This next moment. Really, for some reason, this was the moment where Kayla and I both were just clutching our own chests.
Fuck.
Like, whoa.
Wow.
Maybe not so much for the relationship, but just this moment is wonderful
just
in general.
Just the video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's linked. Mm. It's linked. So this is when Jungkook is watching Jimin practice Serendipity on stage. So pre-Love Yourself. Well, no. It was pre-Speak Yourself or pre-Love Yourself. I don't know. Jungkook has his strawberry hair at this time. And Jungkook is sitting just on the stage and he's leaning back, like on his palms of his hands, just kind of resting back. And he has his earpieces in because they're practicing in this arena and everything. And he's watching Jimin. There's no one else there. And Jimin must be doing so well. Or Jungkook is there to, like, provide feedback for Jimin or something.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimin gets to a point where Jungkook feels the need to rip out his freaking earpiece. Mm-hmm. And his face is so concentrated. Mm-hmm. And he's really, like, clearly observing and trying to take in what is going on with Jimin's vocals and performance. Choreo. Yeah, but yeah. Ooh, it's striking. Mm-hmm. This shot of Jungkook, guys,
it's so hot.
It's so hot. It's the face that he's making, so hot. Mm-hmm. The earpiece ripping out of his ear, super hot. Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's the way he does it too. He's taking the earpiece out as if he just needs to concentrate more. He needs
to hear it better. Yeah. Yeah, or he's like listening into something more detailed mm-hmm. or refined. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fucking hot. Like,
it's so hot.
He furrows his brows and his lips are like parted. And oh God, I just want him to look at me like that. Yeah. You know, the way he's looking, it's like, mm-hmm. I want him to look like that. Yeah.
But also, it's kind of flirtatious in the sense that he's like so into Jimin's performance at this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had to loop that back in, but really,
it's just a really hot Jungkook
moment. An excuse to talk about it. Yeah. Amazing. So at Mama 2018, Jimin and Jungkook are sitting on the couch next to each other. And so they're super close. They get to talk the whole night. And there's a bunch of really cute moments that come from this whole night. We're not mm-hmm. going to talk about all of those, mm-mm. but there is a lot. Something that I really noticed, just because the fan cam mm-hmm. is going right towards Jungkook's face, it's at a good angle, mm-hmm. but he's just looking so lovingly and like sweetly at Jimin as they're talking back and forth and like kind of laughing or like whispering secrets at points mm-hmm. and, you know, just really intently in this conversation with him. And then later on, Jungkook starts actually massaging Jimin's shoulders and mm-hmm. neck during this. Like, he does a little pounding, a little rubbing, and mm-hmm. he's just, you know, just taking care of him in the middle of this award show. Mm-hmm.
And this is not uncommon for Jikook, too. Jungkook massages Jimin a lot. Mm-hmm. Whether it's his lower back or the nape of his neck or whatever. He definitely takes care of Jimin and likes to kind of mindlessly massages Adam.
Yeah.
Which is a coupley thing to do. Like, my Corey does that to me all the time.
Jordan does that to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I would say it's not like when Jimin is asking, you know? Like, we saw even just interviews on the red carpet mm-hmm. where Jungkook just walks up behind Jimin mm-hmm. and just starts kind of rubbing his back, like, mm-hmm. you know, mid to the lower back, just back mm-hmm. and forth, you know? It's almost like soothing or just like, you know, making that person know that you're there, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
Those touches.
So definitely something common to see with them.
So one of the more recent Jikook moments for them is we got to see the behind the scenes for Run episode 98. Mm-hmm. And in this episode in general, Jungkook and Jimin are very close to each other. We see Jungkook laying back on Jimin's lap, but we see the behind the scenes and the two of them cuddle up with Chimmy, mm-hmm. the pillow.
As a pillow.
Mm-hmm. And Jungkook spoons Jimin, and everyone's like, okay, we know now that Jimin's the little spoon. But they're spooning each other and cuddling in their
it's
sleep.
It's so cute.
They're really just taking a nap together.
They're really just taking a nap like that. Wow. Yeah. Just spooning on the set of Run BTS. Yeah. Casual.
Yeah. Yeah. Very casual.
Very cute. And I will say, like, we've done enough of these episodes. We've seen enough similar moments. Like, it's not uncommon for us to know, especially with the maknaes or people who are really, really, really close with the maknaes mm-hmm. to, like, share a bed at one point or take a nap together, you know, lay next to each other as you sleep, mm-hmm. especially the amount
and
of time they've spent.
Korean culture in general.
Yeah. They're
more
just
affectionate.
Closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, this is full on, full asleep.
This is pretty affectionate.
Big spoon, little spoon, pretty affectionate. They're, like, their heads are close together, mm-hmm. you know. They're very close.
Yeah.
And if anything, it's just a really sweet moment.
It's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Oh, this went viral all over Twitter.
Oh, yeah. So another thing that they're kind of known for mm-hmm. is during the Love Yourself and Speak Yourself concerts, they both to each other frequently would reveal each other's foreheads and abs.
Yes.
And this is definitely like a fan service thing. Like we see other pairs, other ships duos, whatever you want to say in this instance, doing like the same kind of thing at concerts throughout. Like they pick something
to do. They
have
their little moments of certain songs, certain, you know, where they just feed off each other and they kind of, some of it,
they have their moments. Some of it might be planned, but some of it might just evolve over time of them like interacting on stage. Yes. But they're definitely, with Jungkook, trying to make each other blush, you know? And one, like, iconic video, this also definitely went viral on Twitter, was Jungkook fully exposing all of Jimin's abs. Yeah. Like, just kind of behind him, pulling his shirt all the way up to, like, his chest. And Jimin is, like, fucking proud, and he, like, flexes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, but he's acting bashful, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but he totally flexes. His face is bashful, but his abs are, like,
Yes. Another one of these things that they did at the concert was when Jungkook was doing one of his parts, Jimin would come up, and also he did like the showing the abs for him too. He'd kind of pull and tug up on his shirt, but one of them in particular, Jimin, for whatever reason, is kind of like on his knees or on the ground, and he's walking his hands and fingers up Jungkook's body, like towards his neck and at his side, like his waist, and the touch is very provocative.
He's like grabbing
he's
almost.
He's like groping Jungkook.
Reaching. Oh yeah. I would say groping.
Groping him.
Yeah.
It's very sexual.
It's a lot.
It's definitely sexual.
Yeah. Another moment that like for me goes, you know, goes to prove that this isn't one-sided. Because some people with Jungkook ships, like, or with Jimin ships even, like, to say that it's, like, one-sided. Because Jimin can
Yoongi ships are hard.
Yeah.
With Yoongi.
Yeah. Oh, my
gosh. But he's affectionate, too. But he's, it's definitely less frequent.
Yeah. Sugar cookie. I love sugar cookie. I still will only call him that. I don't care. I know it's Jungkook, but I just think sugar cookie is so cute because they're so sweet. So Jungkook, you know, he's actually really trying to make Jimin blush in this moment.
Oh God, guys!
And like, I would get weak in the knees
if he did
this. Oh my gosh!
Just seeing Jungkook do this, I'm weak in the knees.
Yeah. I mean, so in this moment, they're both crouched down on stage. They're staring at each other. They're maybe like 3 feet apart. And Jungkook is singing. It's his part of the song, so you know how fucking good he looks already. Mm-hmm. And then he pushes his hair back to expose his full forehead. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, he does this little like eyebrow quirk and like quirks his eyebrow at Jimin. And he's also really sexily staring right at him.
Right at him, yes.
Not at the camera for ARMY, right at Jimin.
It's the perk of the corner of his eyebrow that really sets you off.
Yeah.
That you just are, the forehead exposure is a lot.
Yeah.
But that paired with it, just, it really break, you're just at your breaking point.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. I don't blame Jimin for getting very bashful.
Oh no, he definitely like broke, you know, he was supposed to be singing and he just like blushing, probably giggling. Yeah. Yeah, I love that moment.
So great. So this is our last moment for Flirtatious, and I'm so glad it's last, because to me, this is very sexual, but wonderful, and a little bit of a fan service moment, but it was bold.
Yeah.
It was bold. So during the Love Yourself tour in Paris, I believe Jungkook had hurt his foot.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to sit on stage and sing from his chair, which was really sad and really hard for Jungkook.
Mm-hmm. He hated it.
He hated it.
He felt so bad.
And Jimin and a lot of the other members, but Jimin a lot was over trying to encourage him and make him feel better and interact with him. But during Airplane Part 2, they took it to a whole nother level. So Jimin is kind of wearing this tie-like thing.
Mm-hmm.
And while Jungkook is sitting in the chair and Jimin is approaching him, Jungkook grabs this tie on Jimin and tugs at him.
Mm.
And I don't think this was planned. There's no way this was planned.
Yeah.
And Jimin, just like we said, they feed off each other so well. Jimin goes along with it easily and I think surprises Jungkook. He pulls him in, which is super sexy. And then Jimin just full on hops onto Jungkook's lap.
Oh my God.
And has his arm wrapped around his back, you know, and he's leaning into him, singing his part. And Jungkook seemed a little like, whoa, at first, but then totally gets into it too. And they both have sexy faces. And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This was a Jungkook moment that I'm like, all right, like, okay.
The lap sitting, you could maybe be like, okay, that's just cute. But the necktie, like the tie pulling. Yeah.
It was bold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I will say, I remember this happening and I remember thinking like, wow, there obviously all the members went over to Jungkook's chair, mm-hmm. you know, at various times throughout the concert. But I just remember really Jimin was there a lot, like almost as often as he could be. Mm-hmm. And I felt like at the time he even went over there more than Taeyang. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that he was just there to comfort him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's a good time to get into more of the friendship moments.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful for the friendship moment mm-hmm. section, because we really don't feel like we have to justify every little thing.
I know.
Because there's no denying these two are such good friends.
They
and
are.
All the members of BTS and all the ships are such great friends. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it.
Yeah. So talking about how Jikook comforts each other, we just see it so often, no matter what mm-hmm. the context is, if it's Run BTS losing a game, if it's a mistake during a concert, you know, it does not matter what it is. It's quite common to see them go to one another.
Mm-hmm.
They comfort each other a lot when they're crying. Mm-hmm. For example, Jimin was crying on stage for the Speak Yourself tour in LA. I think it was like night three. But Jungkook was right behind him. Jimin was like crouched down on stage and Jungkook was right behind him, crouched just so like slightly taller.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember like feeling like his whole body was wrapped around him, like mm-hmm. hugging him from behind and, you know, just trying to make him feel better. And then when he knows Jimin started crying, he just kind of picks him up. And
It's so sweet how he embraces him. And you can mm-hmm. see that it's the physical affection that he's giving him to comfort him. But he's also smiling and mm-hmm. clearly trying to cheer him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, you know, they, like we've said before, they get really close to each other's faces. And Jungkook is very, very close to Jimin mm-hmm. here. There's no denying that.
Yeah. And both of them have been seen comforting each other, like, off stage after a performance. Like, both of them are really hard critics of themselves.
Oh, yes.
The harshest critic, you know? Like, I always mm-hmm. think that Jimin is so hard on himself, and Jungkook has had so much to prove that he's really hard on himself, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, both of them comfort each other when they, like, feel like they made a mistake or maybe didn't give the best show they could have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's something they go to each other a lot for.
Yeah, they are always there when one of them is upset.
Yeah.
Another common thing for friendship moments with them is they like to give piggyback rides a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Post-concert piggyback rides.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute, fun friendship moments for them, but that happens frequently.
Yeah, it's always Jimin on Jungkook's back.
Mm-hmm.
Jungkook will, like, be carrying Jimin, like, you know, from backstage back to, like, the green rooms or whatever they're getting ready or, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
and it's just frequent that we see, like, them walking through these hallways,
uh-huh.
Jungkook, you know, carrying Jimin on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my gosh, do I remember, like, a moment that Jungkook would, like, gave Yoongi a piggyback, like, during a little concert or something?
Uh-huh.
And Jimin said something like, That's my thing or something like that.
Or that could be flipped. That could have been a Jungkook moment where Yoongi was like, it wasn't piggyback rides.
Remember,
it was when,
because he did like a piggyback ride and he had to do like a squat with Yoongi on his back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember this moment. We'd have to revisit that.
We're going to have to look it back up. It just came to me.
Yes.
Yeah. So something else, I guess, that kind of goes along with, like, them comforting each other, too,
mm-hmm.
is just that when they're both really critical of themselves, they also help each other. So, mm-hmm. like, I'm sure that Jimin has helped and danced with Jungkook, as Jungkook has developed his style as much as Hobi has, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also definitely seen Jungkook helping Jimin with his vocals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember it was probably, like, Burn the Stage or something,
mm-hmm.
but Jungkook had said, like, I wish I had Jimin's voice because, like, I know how to use it, and
mm-hmm.
because he has such a unique and interesting voice,
oh,
and it's so hard to mm-hmm. control, and, like, Jungkook has had all of that vocal training.
Yeah,
and
so much training.
So much, where Jimin focused when he was in training more on, like, the dance, because that was, like, what his thing was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Jungkook, as he's become such an incredible lead vocalist,
mm-hmm.
has helped Jimin a lot become more stable with, like, his breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, he's really helped him improve.
Definitely, yeah. And this is just feeding off of that. This is more of a personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This is just my opinion. Just like you tend to prefer a certain ship
mm-hmm.
romantically or flirtatiously or whatever we're saying now. For Jungkook, for some reason, I truly feel that they are like the members in BTS who hang out the most frequently. Mm. A lot of people, and I do believe that V-men are very, very close. V-men, strong soulmate friendship, mm-hmm. you know. But for some reason, I think the friendship ship that I ship the most, mm-hmm. or really full on believe, I'm like, they are besties, mm-hmm. is Jungkook. This is truly how I feel. And I definitely see why people ship them romantically or ship them as a couple or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I really do believe that, you know, they take so many selkies together. They're always together, like during V Lives, or even when like Taeyang had his V Live, Jungkook were hanging out together. I mean, they just have so many inside jokes. I think that's the biggest thing for me is like, any sort of run episode, Bangtan Bomb, whatever. These two not only feed off each other so well, but like they start talking or like giggling or referring to things that mm-hmm. we could never have any understanding of because it's definitely an inside joke.
Right. That's yeah. true. They do have a lot of things like that, mm-hmm. especially like something we came across in research so much was them asking each other if they wanted to have a meal together. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like they eat a lot together and they coordinate to be able to have shared meals, mm-hmm. or like they'll say like, I'll see you later at this time. And of course they definitely all as BTS like have daily schedules and a lot of that is going to be together.
Yeah.
But like they might also be like, there was time when it was like it was going to be free time and they see each other later, or even just that run episode, they had all that free time, they could have gone and napped or whatever.
Yeah.
And them two specifically decided to stay and play games together.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they are just such good friends. Mm-hmm. There's no denying that they are one of the closest duos in this group.
Yeah, they're super good friends. Something else that they've done together is performing the song Who by Love.
Mm-hmm.
And their voices work so well together in that song, obviously. And it's just kind of one of those friendship things that they can have, like, that bond that they worked on that song mm-hmm. together.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So a friendship moment that is definitely could be seen as flirtatious as well, but it's also very popular. We saw this one come up a lot. We believe it was Bon Voyage 1 when this happened, but we don't know the rooming situation, really, but they were both out on the couch, mm-hmm. and it looks like they had been staying up late together, whatever, talking, and then happened to fall asleep without really, like, preparing to go to bed.
Right.
They had accidentally fallen asleep. So Jimin wakes up, and he sees that,
Jungkook is asleep,
but they don't have any, like, blankets or pillows or anything. So he kind of goes over to Jungkook and sees if, like, he wants to get up, but Jungkook is passed out, like, you know, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimin goes off camera for a little bit, and he comes back with blankets and pillows, and he makes sure that Jungkook has the blanket on him, you know, just right. And then he goes over to his phone and he fidgets on his phone for a while. And then even before he goes back to sleep, he like readjusts the blanket on Jungkook one more time before going to bed.
Yeah.
So sweet.
So sweet. Such a, you know, such a natural friendship thing, mm-hmm. you know, and I just love the care that he takes to even go back and fix the blanket.
Yeah.
Like, wow. From Summer Package in 2017, there's this little moment, like, of the behind-the-scenes shooting of, mm-hmm. Of, like, their specific Jungkook photo shoot.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the most common photos that come up if you look for, like, Jungkook photo shoot. Because they're just...
GK.
Because they're just, like, they're on the beach, they're in, like, cute clothes, they have, like, this big inflatable, like, swan or something.
Unicorn swan thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
clearly, I don't. But, you know, so before they go out there and do their photo shoot,
mm-hmm.
there's like this moment where Jimin is like sitting on a patio couch or something,
mm-hmm.
and Jungkook, probably wanting like attention or just wanting Jimin to get up, he comes over and he like puts one arm kind of behind Jimin's back,
mm-hmm.
and hooks another arm underneath Jimin's like leg, mm-hmm. like his right leg, mm-hmm. right at the knee,
right,
and
at
just
the knee.
Lifts him up, just mm-hmm. stands up, lifts him up, and walks towards the pool as if like he has the intent to like throw him in.
Yeah.
And I don't think he does, but it's definitely, I mean, you could definitely say this is flirtatious. This is also a friend thing. Of
he
like,
manhandles Jimin a lot.
He does manhandle him a lot. Yeah. God damn. I mean, I really love this shot because I think it's really hot. Like mm-hmm. the really flexed Jungkook muscle pig arms
mm-hmm.
right next to like the amazing Jimin legs.
Yeah,
right
Jimin's
there.
Thighs.
Oh,
yeah.
fuck.
The it's quads, so, yeah. The hamstrings.
name all the leg muscles
all
for me.
All the muscles. Mm-hmm.
But this moment, I just love this moment. I think it's really cute and really mm-hmm. fun. And you could probably say it's flirtatious too. Mm-hmm. But I just think that it's like a really great friend moment.
It really is a good friend moment. And that summer package 2017, it would be a sin for us to not mention it because it's prime G-Cook content.
Yeah.
So another friendship moment that we really remember because we went to the... Speak Yourself, I guess it must have been Speak Yourself
it
tour.
Was Speak Yourself.
In Chicago, night two. I believe either Jimin or Jungkook tweeted after the concert. Mm-hmm. They had taken a Selca video together watching the fireworks going off at the end of the show. So really great friendship moment, but also could be a little flirtatious, romantic, whatever, because they're watching these fireworks together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just love this moment. I just think while we were leaving the concert, like crying, like, you know,
crying.
Cold from the rain, you know, and which, by the way, I've been thinking about our tweet from that night because I think out of context saying like a little wet, a little cold. Oh, I'm like, oh, God, what? It was raining that night. Like, I want to add a tweet underneath it and be like, it was raining.
It was raining.
But
wet from the rain.
Wet from the rain. Because and also our first Fort Worth concert, like our tweet was like something like a little...
We tried to play off of it, but... I'm sure people know we were at Chicago night, too. Everyone knows it was pouring.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so it was just cool. Like, I remember leaving the concert venue and, like, getting the notification. And as we're, like, walking to the train station, watching this video of them enjoying the fireworks that mm-hmm. we just enjoyed in the same place as them. And they're so cute. They're, like, saying, I love you. We love you guys.
Yeah, Borja Army.
Yeah. But just so cute seeing them happy and smiling after a concert together.
Yeah. I remember that vividly when they tweeted that.
Mm-hmm. So another thing that we obviously have to mention, because it's so iconic.
Iconic!
Is the coming of age dance that they learned and had to perform, and they did it together. Mm-hmm. And this, if you don't remember, we linked it, but at one point they like spread their legs and drop it low. It's all about like being really sexy.
After they drop it low, they slowly come back up their asses totally popped out, and it's slow.
Sexy. Definitely a
coming
of age dance, you know. But this was fun because they did this together, and I don't even think that Jimin had to do it with Jungkook. I think like Jungkook had to do it, and Jimin just maybe did it with him and learned it with him.
I really don't know the history of it why they did it, or you know, I think they did it for maybe a festa or something like that. But yeah. Iconic.
I guess we should have looked up the history. I feel like I had learned it before, but I don't really remember specifically now.
It was definitely during Bepsay era. Yeah,
those overalls.
Those overalls, those Timberlands. So, kind of going off of that, which was definitely for Festa, they danced to Michael Jackson's Black or White. And this, my own little theory on this, I don't know what Festa this was, but
last year.
Was it? No. It was longer than that.
No.
Let's look it up. I don't think it was last year.
I swear it was last
I think it was like at least 2 years ago.
Oh, 2018. Fuck! Damn.
We've gotten to the point with this podcast that like you and I will remember things differently, and it's so great. Like when we watched that video of Jimin putting the blankets on Jungkook, I really thought that was Jungkook who put the blankets on Jimin.
No, but it was Jimin. Isn't that so cute?
It is so cute. Yeah. But you know, we just remember different things.
Yeah, and also just like everything in the past from like ARMY is just blending together.
It's really hard to keep it all memorized. Like, was that 2018? Was that 2017? Was that 2019? Mm-hmm. Even at this point, yeah, it's hard to keep track.
Especially because we used to keep track of that by like their hair, but because of when they were touring, I felt like they changed their hair so often that's kind of all mixed up. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so for Festa, I guess for 2018, they did Michael Jackson's Black or White. And truly, I feel that this is when G-Cook, their friendship became even stronger. Like, they went from being really good friends. This is my own personal opinion.
Yeah.
I felt like this is when they went from good friends to like, we're hanging out like every day at this mm-hmm. point. Like, I felt like they really bonded over this dance, not dance practice, this like dance choreography that mm-hmm. they did for Michael Jackson's.
Yeah. I mean, you would have to
think. They spent so much time together.
That clearly, they had to. And also practicing. Just creating something that's so intimate like that with somebody mm-hmm. that's, you know, such a big project is obviously mm-hmm. going to make you even closer and you have more connections built yeah. than you did before, regardless of like how often they already saw each other, how long yeah. they've already known each other. But I mean, this performance is so incredible. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the choreography is so great. At the beginning when they come out first in like a bunny and a chick costume.
Oh my god,
that's how they're bunny and chick. And yeah. it's so cute. You and I think that like I always use the chick emoji for mm-hmm. Jimin. Like I just really think that's him. So I love that. And this dance is yeah. just great. Mm-hmm. They put on such a good performance. What a great friend moment.
Yes.
Yeah. So another friend moment that is here instead of in the flirtatious. Yeah. is the Golden Closet film in Saipan. This Golden Closet film featured all of the members. Mm-hmm. And I really remember this one as being like, wow, you can really tell from his perspective how much he loves and cares for all of his youngs, mm-hmm. you know? But there was a specific moment in there with Jimin where he's filming Jimin and like the ocean is behind him, and he has like at one point his hands in the air and he's kind of like shaking his hips mm-hmm. and then he starts like brings his hands down and starts thrusting. His hips and then he's like punching the air yeah. and like yeah and
super goofy and playful yeah. and fun
yeah and totally cute and mm-hmm. adorable. And yeah, there's even like a I guess behind the scenes video of like mm-hmm. Namjoon from his room.
Oh my gosh,
like zooming in on them and like, what the hell are they doing?
I mean, I love this moment because it's so sweet. And we see like Jungkook when he went in to edit, like he was cracking up. He thought mm-hmm. it was so funny. It fit in so well with the video. But just to see that there's footage of Namjoon taking footage of them
yeah.
from this window, and it's like, I mean, you see Jungkook's beautiful like artwork of filming, uh-huh. you know, and then you see Namjoon being super dorky and kind of clumsy, like filming them from a distance, yeah. and it's just super cute. I just love them all yeah. so much. Goddamn.
And the reason why, if you're wondering, this like hip thrusting is not being taken as like flirtatious is because Jimin has this like crazy goofy look on his
yeah,
face.
Oh my god,
like,
so
he's
fun.
Really hamming it up. He's mm-hmm. not like sexily hip thrusting on the beach for mm-hmm. Jungkook. Like, he's being a goofball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So lastly, for our friendship moments, was something that happened on Twitter, was really revealed on Twitter, was Jimin and Jungkook decided to one day FaceTime each other, but in the same room. So they obviously had such a fun time with this. They were laughing at each other. They were like just hysterically laughing because they thought it was so funny that they're in the same room FaceTiming each other, and it was just dorky and weird and mm-hmm. funny. But then they went in and like tweeted pictures, like screenshots of them. And with the tweets, what they ended up saying was like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And they tweet back and forth with each other.
Yeah.
At least a couple times. And man, I remember when this happened on Twitter, and everyone thought it was just so funny, so great.
People are like, "What the fuck is Jungkook even yeah. doing right now?" Mm-hmm. You know? And of course, Jungkook stans are like, "We're being fed."
But yeah.
I think what's so funny is like when they're asking each other, "What are you doing?" Like, they're cracking up so hard.
They're laughing so hard.
So hard. And so they're making these crazy, like, you know, your most intense laugh face. Mm-hmm. And their faces are all red. And there's, I mean, super. Of course, Jungkook is so cute.
Yeah.
And then even in the last one, you can see like them in each other's shot in the FaceTime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Silly.
So silly.
Yeah. And I just think that's such a good example of their friendship. Mm-hmm. Silly and fun, and they laugh together, and they just enjoy being close to one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jungkook, definitely ship them. Mm-hmm. I do. I think they are wonderful. I think they are the best of friends, truly.
Yeah.
They are so close. They feed off each other so well. They understand each other really well. Whenever we conclude these types of things, mm-hmm. I'm like, I could say this about any ship.
I mean, that's really yeah. how it's getting after all of these ships, how mm-hmm. we feel about it.
Yeah. But when I'm saying it here and now, I just can't emphasize enough how good of friends I really think they are. And I'm gonna say they have an abundance of flirtatious moments. All of their friendship moments, I think, could be taken as, like, flirtatious, because they really are touchy, affectionate, loving, romantic, sweet, getting each other presents, going on intimate trips to Disney World together. Mm-hmm. I think they are just best of friends, very close, and they clearly, clearly love each other.
Yeah. I think the love is evident no matter what. You cannot argue that they don't love each other. Mm-hmm. It's so obvious that they have a deep connection, a deep mm-hmm. love that has grown and changed and evolved over, like, the many years that they've been together in BTS, that started as, like, early flirtatious, you know, like mm-hmm. immature flirting, you know,
and
now it's, you teasing. Know, teasing and, you know, being mean to each other. Yeah. Picking on each other, you know, and now it's just evolved so much to being, like, mature and just really good friends, caring about each other, just wanting to spend any time together. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, I think they're a really strong friendship. Definitely. Up there for me. Like, one of the strongest friendships. Every time I think this, I always go back to Namsok, though. Like, mm-hmm. to me, Namsok is one of the best friendships. Like, I cannot...
I love Namsok.
And then we always have to think about V-Min.
We haven't done Namgi, though.
That's true. We haven't done Namgi. Respect! I mean, but...
Ayo, Sugar!
Ayo, Sugar! But on the same level, like, I mean, V-Min, they literally have an album, a song on this album, Friends, where they say that they're soulmates. But as far as, like, the amount of time spent hanging out, I really do think that...
They hang out a lot.
They do.
There's, I mean, so much... The amount of selkas they have is mm-hmm. incredible. Mm-hmm. They obviously are together a lot. Yeah, they are... They hang out together a mm-hmm. lot. They spend a lot of time outside of BTS together, for sure. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what's so cute is that now we've done all of the Maknae line ships.
We've done all the Maknae line ships. We've gotten to that point of the ship series.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now let's do one whole episode comparing all three of them. V-Min, Taecook, Jika, no.
No.
Awful.
Hard no.
The thing is that, like, what you kind of alluded to earlier, by the end of this, we just end up really loving
you
the
fall
ship
in love with them.
And just having more understanding of the history of their friendship.
That's
which is
what
so great.
I love about, like, shipping, like, looking at the actual friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Not really getting into the romanticized Delulu stuff, mm-hmm. right? Getting in, looking at the dynamic. Because every single BTS member with one another has its own unique dynamic. Mm-hmm.
And I love theirs. It is super unique. Mm-hmm. They're touchy. They're
skinship.
Compassionate. So much, way more skinship than I expected to
That's
see.
That's why they're so flirtatious with each other, mm-hmm. is because there's so much skinship. Because the level of comfort, and I think the amount of time that they spend together, mm-hmm. really shows through that.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
I love Jikook.
I love Jikook,
great.
Too.
This was so fun.
It was so fun, guys. Man, I was, when we drew this, I'm like, wow, this is going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. Much needed.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, has this been requested.
Oh, my gosh.
And how many times have we had to tell people? It's random.
It's random.
It's random. It's, we pull from a cup.
Here you go.
But
you guys.
The day has finally come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though we don't know when this is going to be released, but we'll fit it in. We'll put it in when we need a week or something.
Yeah, where we just need to take a break.
Yeah. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this. If you haven't listened to our podcast before, please check out some of our other podcasts. If you just saw Jikook and clicked, like, mm-hmm. we have other episodes about great topics too that you might enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And we really just want to hang out and talk about BTS, and hopefully you'll hang out with us. Thank you, Iconics, for being here and listening and for writing reviews on iTunes. You guys, just go to the Apple Podcast app and scroll down on our page and it's right there. Just write a review option. Super easy.
Yeah, we really enjoy reading them. It really gives us a lot of motivation, and it really provides us with wonderful feedback.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So thank you guys so much. We love you. We're so happy that you're here.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed. You can reach out to us, tell us what you thought about this episode mm-hmm. on any of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. You can reach out to us via email as well. And as always, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS. Hi guys. So real quickly here at the end of this episode, since we recorded this in the past, we weren't able to tell you guys all about our charity of the month for the month of April. We decided to go with the Global Food Banking Network, GFN. COVID-19 is risking lives and livelihoods. More than one third of the globe's workers are unemployed due to the pandemic, according to the International Labor Organization. This, combined with the chronic hunger and poverty, is driving demand for food bank service to unprecedented levels. The Global Food Banking Network is supporting local food banks that are on the front lines of providing hunger relief during this crisis. So guys, please check out the link in the description to help donate and for more information on their response to COVID-19. Or, of course, you can become a patron on our Patreon to help donate along with us. Thank you guys so much for listening to our G-Cook episode. Hope you all enjoyed it. Stay safe, stay healthy, and Bora Hey.